Before we begin, let's get a couple of updates out of the way right off the bat. For starters, I'm still working on the YouTube video compiling all of Marchformers 2025 together. To quote a fedora-donning, green M&M-loving degenerate, it'll be out when it's out. Secondly, this series you're about to see will be dubbed Superhero Saturday and Star Wars Sunday, where every Saturday I review superhero action figures that I have in my collection, whether it's Marvel Legends, DC Multiverses, and other figures that are related to superheroes or comic book characters. As for Star Wars Sunday, fairly self-explanatory, where every Sunday I'll be reviewing whatever Star Wars figures I have in my collection. Black Series, SH Figure Arts, you name it. However, I cannot guarantee that this will be a weekly review. I'm a busy man with a busy schedule, so I'm saying all this to temper your expectations so you don't get disappointed. If it's going to be a weekly series, it'll be a weekly series. And if not, it's not. We'll just have to wait and see. But with all that said, I present to you the Marvel Legends Amazing Fantasy 60th Anniversary Spider-Man! Now, this is a figure you all should be familiar with by now, as you've constantly seen him in all of my Transformers reviews, and you might see him again in next year's Marchformers, should that ever come to fruition. As the name suggests, this figure is a representation of Spider-Man's first ever appearance in the Marvel Comics. Making his debut in Amazing Fantasy No. 15 in 1962, this character would eventually become the ultimate juggernaut household name that everyone knows and loves. The painting and the sculpting on this figure does a great job at capturing the likeness of the original design from Amazing Fantasy No. 15. However, one glaring error in terms of accuracy is the back of the spider. This spider logo at the back is supposed to be blue instead of red. Now, it's not too big of a problem, but I feel like this is an oversight that Hasbro could have fixed. But then again, this is Hasbro we're talking about. And Marvel Legends, while being consistent on some level, more consistent than McFarlane's DC Multiverse toy line, at least you know what you're getting into, but the thing is, you're still getting a mixed bag in terms of what you're going to get. And what we got for this figure is still really amazing. It still does its job at capturing the likeness to the best of its ability of what Spider-Man looked like back in 1962, right down to the red and black color palette. Now, in terms of accessories, you get these thwipping hands, wall-crawling hands, and these grabby hands. And what are they supposed to grab? This included web string. If you got both grabby hands on, you simply have them hold the web like this. If I can even try. And you can pretty much use this hook hand or this included handle to basically latch onto whatever surface you got. Let's see. Yeah, that'll do. And you can have them swinging around or just dangling off like an idiot. Whichever one works. And on top of all that, you get web wings for his flight mode and non-flight mode. In terms of articulation, you get more than what you'd expect from a typical Marvel Legends figure, such as double ball joint at the head, or a dumbbell joint, which allows you to look up super far and look down that far, butterfly joint, rotation at the arm moves out, bicep swivel, double bend at the elbow, wrist swivel and can peg up and down, diaphragm swivel, ab crunch, ab arc, or back arc. The legs can move up that far, move back that far, beautiful spread, thigh swivel, double bend at the knee, calf swivel, up and down at the ankle, and a pivot. Poseability is exactly what you would want out of a figure like this. For the Spider-Man figure, you want it to be as articulated and flexible as humanly possible. So you can have him in super dynamic poses and get a lot of epic shots out of the guy. Here he is next to Marvel Legends Spider-Man No Way Home Final Swing Spider-Man, Marvel Legends Sonyverse Venom, and Marvel Legends 20th Anniversary Edition Incredible Hulk. Overall, this figure is still amazing. While this figure does have a few minor hiccups, like the back spider being red instead of being blue like the actual design, this figure is still a must-have for all Spider-Man fans. If you want to get this guy for yourself, you could do so on Amazon. Right now he's going for $45. But to save yourself some money, you can get this guy on the aftermarket. Right now he's going for $30, or more, depending on the condition.